Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. HSV didn't miss anything when they re-engineered the Chevrolet Silverado for Australian roads. Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It sure is. Welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey.
Hi, Dangerous Dave.
Mick, Jane.
All good?
Yeah.
All present?
Well, yes.
Those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Let's get into it, eh? Yeah. You are over the moon. There's royal baby news.
Happy news.
You're all over this?
Well, I am today. We've got a name now. Now it can stop until the godparents and the christening. But I'm
Did they go with Boonie?
No, Boonie didn't get over the line. Archie. I'll go into the air. It's all the rest of the names. But
short for Archibald?
No.
All right.
Just plain Archie.
We'll get to the bottom of that.
Yeah,
hey, we promised it yesterday, never got round to it. Nanny State is be piping hot today.
Definitely.
There's a bit going on.
Yeah,
oh, it gets me angry, this segment.
Hey, we've got Scott Pape coming in to talk.
There's a bit
interest
going
rates
on.
Because they've decided to freeze them, haven't they?
They didn't move them because there's an election on.
Oh,
but
wow.
The rumour
what a
is
surprise.
It is. We'll see how the election's factoring into stuff. See if these oldies get their franking, stupid franks or
see,
whatever
big
it is.
On the franking.
I've never heard so much about franks.
No, I know.
I still don't. Not entirely sure what it is.
No idea.
Neither am I.
I said a footy frank.
That's all right.
Yeah.
No,
I know what
it's
a footy
not,
frank
not like
is.
A hot dog one.
No.
Hey, we've also got Anne Edmonds coming in.
Yes.
Well,
we're very lucky to see her.
That'll be mildly amusing, to say the least.
To say the least, of course. Hey. There's some Gone Wild stories that are crazy at the moment.
Give us one. Just give us one.
Well, that beluga whale that was allegedly the spy has
done
something remarkable. Remarkable. Of its own bat. I think it's going to have its own TV show.
All right.
Yeah,
there we go.
Like
we'll take
Flipper.
Your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through.
It's true. Guess what happened?
What?
I just said, we do some things in the studio then. We go, how long we got before the news?
Yeah.
5 minutes. So
yeah.
I just ran to the office then. I thought, I'll quickly go to the toilet. Nothing happened there. No one walked in on me.
Poor Farris.
Yes.
I was walking and I was texting at the time I was walking.
Well, it's dangerous.
It is. Yeah.
Could have fallen into a fountain or something.
Or I could have tripped up a stair. Fallen flat on my face in front of about 15 staff members.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking to our producers now. Can you get me some CCTV footage?
Cameras
please?
Everywhere in this building.
It was really embarrassing, but guess what the worst bit was?
You're like Inspector Clouseau.
Yeah.
What?
Well, look, you know I'm clumsy and I fall over all the time, so it was no big deal. Anyway, I'm getting up and they're all a bit embarrassed, but didn't know whether to laugh at me.
Yes.
And I said, can you please laugh? This is pathetic. They had a bit of a chuckle. I said, it's because I was texting and walking and everything. And then next minute, just rolls out of my bag is a can of Brick Lane beer that I'd gone to our fridge. I thought, I'm a bit parched. I might get something to drink. And it's
awesome.
Your beer, Mickey.
Well, if that's the before shot, I can't wait to see the after shot.
Oh, and it just, that was just
I'm glad
too
the Brick
much.
Lane could be part of it.
Well,
that'll
I'm,
take the edge off your little
you know,
it's great
is,
beer, by the way.
It is. And this
Thank
is
you.
A toast, wedding the baby's head. There you go.
Wedding the baby's head.
Oh,
we'll get to the baby in just a moment.
That's right. But politics-wise,
hey, I wanted to ask you, should we have, what do you think? Should we try and get these bozos on?
Look,
is that, are we in or out? Do we, are we better
ScoMo
tuned for the sidelines?
Shorten.
Should we get them in to
look,
drop their sound bites?
Do you know why I think the timing could be good? Because I reckon they're out of puff now with all their policies, and now I reckon they're up for a bit of fun.
It's the last week.
The last
we're not going to hold anyone's feet to the fire. We might ask, we'll ask the same set of questions.
Well, look, they must be getting tired. I think we'll probably ask them what it's like on the road. You know, I'm sure we've got some questions to ask that are vaguely.
How good's your bus?
Do you ever go on your bus?
Yeah.
How good's your plane?
Have you ever thought of biting the head off a bat to start the debate?
Yeah.
You know, just
exactly.
Stuff like that. Could we?
Yeah, I reckon.
Do you think they'd be up for it? We have a big national
platform.
We'll have
it even Stevens. We'll have, you know, 50-50.
Well, because I'm thinking of getting into politics.
You are.
Well.
What?
There's been a big survey here. 5,000 people have been surveyed.
Is this an SCA poll, the people that we work for?
An SCA poll, over 5,000 people. If you choose absolutely anyone to run the country, who would it be?
Mm.
Bang, I've come in at number 21.
Mick Malloy.
21?
What the hell? Let
people
me look
like
that
you
up.
Run the
that's
country.
Not true. Oh, my God,
shut
it
up,
is
Dave.
True.
take that tone out of your voice.
This
I mean, that's
true.
Really exciting.
Mick Malloy.
You know what I do?
Oh, yeah, you're just behind Waleed.
Yeah, but ahead of Peter Cosgrove.
Well,
and Andrew Denton.
Oh, my God. And Malcolm Turnbull.
Oh, I would crush Denton like an ant.
Well, you possibly
would. I'd like to debate him.
Right.
I'd mop the floor.
Can we explain who everybody thought that should be running the country who were asked in this poll of 5,000 Triple M listeners?
Now, you're just being mean because you think.
The tone in your
voice.
Can't
believe.
There,
yeah. Why is it so hard to believe, Joan?
They've all said myself, themselves. They've all said me. I should be PM.
Pauline Hanson's pretty high there too, I should point out.
She is pretty high.
I would be like Pol Pot.
Oh, would you really?
Well, I'd be a cross between Pol Pot and Idi Amin.
Okay, that's not great.
With a touch of Kim Jong-un.
Okay.
So a bit of a dictatorship is your thing.
I'd be firm but fair.
What would you wear? What would be
massive statues of me. Mm. And those giant pictures. You know the giant pictures?
Oh, yes, on a big
side
wall.
Of buildings.
You would not be able to go anywhere without seeing a 10-story Mickey.
Mm.
And you know how everybody has their own sort of clothing or their sort of, what would your thing be? Yeah, you know, Kim Jong-un's got the haircut.
Yeah. Got a style.
Yeah.
Ugg boots. Ugg boots and a poncho.
Well, it's getting a slightly Mexican drug lord feel, this.
And my car would be...
I know, a Silverado, but open air.
Oh, open air.
It's open air, like a half Pope mobile.
With a flag on the bonnet.
Yes.
I'd get a Pope mobile.
Would you?
I would have a Pope mobile for sure. Yeah. And I'd have 80 wives. Can you do that?
You can do whatever you want in your little mind, in your world.
Pol Pot.
Yeah. Pol Pot, let's ridiculous. All right, well, that's settled then. We're going to have us, ScoMo.
Well, can we get look into
and
it?
Bill.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great idea.
The invitation's open to you both, gents.
It's only a week and a half away. Hey, we're here thanks to the HSB Chevrolet Silverado, hsb.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You are listening to Kennedy Malloy.
I'd be a two-termer at least. And that's what I'd do. Yeah. I'd fix my term for 30
for
years.
<long? laughs>
I'd be very hard to get out if I was PM of this country. Yeah. Oh, I'll be on the road. Scott's on the line. Scott, you've got an idea for my campaign?
Yeah, what is it?
G'day, everyone. Yes, I'd vote for you, Mick, in your Ugg boots, but I think the billboard should be of you in your undies when you're competing against Dustin Martin.
Now, for those who don't know, I am an underpant model. I've done underpant modelling before, and in fact, billboards. Women have driven their cars off the road. Like, remember the Sheraton Sheets man?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
There's a lot like that.
People have crashed their cars after looking at it. I'm not sure if it's the reasons you think me.
It was your old radio show promotion or something, wasn't it?
It was. It was the radio show promotion. But let's just say the camera adds £10 and when you get close to those
billboards. We don't have to recreate that campaign either. Once done, it's done.
All right. We're done.
All right.
Very
I think
good.
It's time for a bit of this.
Yep.
Another royal update.
Okay.
Oh, well, this is happy news. We don't need booing. What extremely happy day in a world where there's often sadness and where there's evil.
In this very
criminal
studio.
Minds. Criminal minds at work.
Yeah.
It was lovely to see the Duke and Duchess of Sussex come out arm in arm with Prince Harry.
Have we seen the baby?
Yes, we have.
When did this happen?
Listen.
Overnight.
Are you, seriously, you're living on
have we seen
planet.
Pictures?
You have not
Can
seen.
Give me a picture. Has he got a little pumpkin head?
You can only see a little part of his
little
face.
Head. You can only see a little bit of his face.
He's cute.
It's probably not a real baby. It's probably a little doll.
Can we please get a photo?
Yeah, we'll
probably
put one up.
It's probably a chihuahua.
Mick, it's on your sheet of paper.
No,
yeah, it's right in front of you.
It's right in front of you.
Archie, there he is. Adorable.
Can you see that?
Oh, that's an ugly baby.
It's not.
It's not an ugly baby. First of all, I'm going to start with people are this is what women do. I'm probably one of them. Meghan Markle's being praised for her natural new mum look.
Right.
Now,
what's
in
that,
other words,
what's that, mean?
That means slightly puffy face, not straightened hair, and wearing a dress that accentuates her, oh my God, wait for this horrible word, mum tum. They are referring
Did
to.
Did you just make that up?
No. Thank God. I would never say mum tum. I would never attribute that to myself.
Right.
But, yes, they're saying
How
she's...
long should you keep your mum tum?
Well, in some cases...
I've got
go,
a mum tum.
How old's me? 18 years. You might keep it. She's being praised for coming out and wearing a dress that accentuates her belly. Because here's the thing. I thought as soon as you have a baby, Wooshka, you're back to your normal
Flat
size.
Tummy.
And I remember telling you I took my size 10 Bettina Liano jeans into hospital with me. thinking, on the way in.
Like it never happened.
Yeah, yeah. Thinking, well, if I just get this watermelon out and then everything will be great and I'll whack them on. No, that's not how it happens.
How long does it take till, you know?
Well, as I said, 18 years and going strong. Can take a while.
Why is the Queen frightening the baby?
Stop it. I haven't got to her yet. So Megan's come out and she looks a bit in shock, I would say. They look very tired, but they're very happy. And it's so cute seeing her. I love seeing that. Then they've gone to see the Queen and she's taken her mum too with her. And it's the happiest I have ever seen the Queen.
Yeah.
Look at a close up of her.
Apart from when Prince Philip stacked his car. she thought that could be all.
Look at her face. She's so happy.
It's
and
like
I'll tell you what.
Emotion.
He looks genuinely happy. Do you know why?
Why?
This is amazing. When the Queen had her first baby.
Yeah.
And when she got married, he was really pissed off because none of the offspring could use his name, Mountbatten,
in
their married name.
Right.
So it had to be the House of Windsor. So it's like all the royal family are Philip, like Charles Windsor, Princess Anne Windsor. And he was really
angry. You can't hyphenate?
No, you couldn't then for him, only for the Queen. He wanted them to be Mountbatten Windsor, right? You with me? So as a tribute to Prince Philip, the new baby's name is Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
So that's why.
That's why he's so happy, because it's their first time that they've incorporated his full name. Do you want to know what his former name was?
It's about Lord Louis, the Dumbo who got blown up in the
Mountbatten
boat. Lord Louis Mountbatten.
Yes. But it happened to be a last name, Mountbatten Windsor. Now listen to this.
Mountbatten. Doesn't sound right to me.
Do you know what his real Prince Philip's surname was? And perhaps why they changed it.
No, what is it?
It was Philip Schleswig Holstein Schondenberg Glücksberg.
It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. It does.
That's like Smith in Germany.
That was the family name of the Danish royal house from which his father descended. But his mother was, of course, a Battenberg. And they changed that.
Right.
Now, is that a baby swaddled?
Yes.
I want to get into this adult swaddling. Who told me about the adult swaddling?
Judith Lucy got on to adult swaddling.
Judith Lucy.
And she's got investigative people who like, and kept claiming it's not a fetish.
Why can't I be swaddled?
Sorry.
Who's going to swaddle you?
Who's going to have the energy and the strength to wrap you up in a blanket?
A couple of my close friends and work colleagues might surprise me with a swaddle.
Put you in the middle in the triangle and just do one over, other over.
Just leave you on the corner over there on a little bassinet.
Yeah, you've got your chamber pot underneath. Yeah. You're all set to go.
I think we're done. Archie, what's that mean?
Oh, it's just a trendy, groovy, strong name.
Is that her being like...
I think it's both. It's him too. I think he likes it. They're so happy.
Didn't go with Boonie.
No, Boonie. No, does he's got his groovy leather bracelets on,
I did
too?
Notice that. Yeah, he's
a hip. Who? The baby?
No.
Harry.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're putting a leather bracelet on the baby.
Well,
it's
who knows?
2 days old.
It's a mixed race baby.
Oh, yes. It's a custom in America.
I'm cornrows in a minute.
All right, there we go. That's our royal update.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Bruce.
This is the world we live in.
We got some rules around here.
Are they joking?
You believe that you are special, that somehow the rules do not apply to you.
This is anarchy.
We should write letters.
Has the world gone mad?
Now what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
Kennedy Malloy.
The rules have just changed.
Living in a nanny state.
You're always making things difficult.
It makes my blood boil, this segment.
You get angry, don't you?
I don't know why we do it, but I get so...
I feel better, though, getting it off my chest.
Yeah.
We can really be a petty, mean bunch sometimes. Even with good intentions sometimes, we just cross lines. We are the most over-governed, over-regulated, over-thought state. The PC madness runs amok.
PC madness is the word du jour.
And it's just out of control on occasion.
I agree.
Let's go to Melbourne.
What you got there? This one's kook.
Primary school has a banned Mother's Day.
Oh.
Nanny state.
So it's renamed its Mother's Day stall. Because I think it may offend children who don't have a mum.
Okay.
Now, again, I point out, your intention is good, but you know what?
Okay.
Some kids don't have mums, a lot do.
And you'll find something else for those kids.
You're not saying this doesn't affect you.
No, we understand that it probably brings up difficult memories for that child in that school or one or two kids or whatever, or their mum's left or whatever.
But
we understand that's difficult.
It's life.
Yeah. But if they don't deal with that now, how do they deal with that as a grown-up and as a, well, as a teenager?
Because you just never mention it. You never mention anything about mothers.
This is what's happening,
you
the problem in
mothers
life.
Anything, yeah. Soon.
Not like to mention anything in front of kids.
I had a terrible mother.
She's adorable.
And yet she's not terrible, mother.
But I still have to endure a Mother's Day.
You've been rude about your mum. Don't you do that.
Dropping off my washing. I wrap it up for Mother's Day.
Oh, do you? It's just like
special. It's like a present. She opens it up and it's all my washing.
A few extra pairs of undies thrown in. Is that what you do?
Why not? But do we all agree?
Well, they also do the same for Father's Day, mind you.
Just being silly.
Nick, there's no Father's Day anymore either.
Okay.
It's called Appreciation Day. We know that. We know there's grandparents.
Appreciation Day means nothing.
It's not the same. And it's okay to say, you have a mum. It's okay. Well, we'll think of another special day.
And explain the tradition and you make sure everyone's catered for.
Yeah, exactly.
This is why everyone's soft.
Be adult.
This is why everyone cries on reality shows. It's soft as.
Harden up.
All right, speaking of soft.
Good Lord. No Mother's Day still.
Okay, a Darlinghurst wine bar has set up and has been playing for years bulls. You know, that French game, like
Patonk. Bull, I like Patonk.
Bull, like Patonk. And, you know, I recently
It's a good game, by the way.
It's a great game.
It's a good excuse to get outdoors with a few crusty old blokes your vintage.
And sip a beer or a wine.
And sip a beer.
Throw some balls.
And it's just, anybody can do it. It's ageless.
It's pleasant.
Yeah, isn't exactly. It? It's pleasant. Oh, well, apparently.
Where are you, by the way? Where is this?
I'm in Sydney in Darlinghurst.
Yep.
Oh, the neighbours are complaining about the noise.
Nanny state.
Oh, my God.
They don't like, guess what bit they don't like?
What?
The metal balls clanking.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the sounds of the old blokes hacking coughs.
Yes. Well, that would annoy me. On the chuffs.
Are you telling me out of everything that happens? People have mechanical balls at pubs. You can't.
Correct. Yeah. Well, people smoke and drink and make noise in pubs.
Who has complained?
The City of Sydney Council confirmed they received a noise complaint on April the 19th relating to the Patonk Court.
Oh, wow.
We always strive to balance the needs of residents, businesses and visitors to the city, but this is a random call, and it just doesn't seem fair. It's impacting everyone. You don't go to Barcelona or you don't go to Paris. Yeah. And you just go, that's all a bit noisy, that fraternising, that community-minded stuff.
Having a good time.
I tell you what, those metal balls would be going over the fence, I reckon, if I was there.
That is pathetic.
As if for a noise complaint as it goes through their window.
Pathetic.
That is absolutely pathetic.
Oh, what about this?
Oh, you hate this.
Which bit? Which one?
Well, I'm talking about the high school's dress code for parents.
Oh.
I've never seen anyone turn so quickly. It sparked a backlash.
Tell me, what don't they like the parents
wear?
It's
James Madison's High School. Where's that? No idea. It's overseas.
Okay.
Texas. Dress code. Oh, thanks, Dave. You're always first with the news, aren't you?
All right. what kind of outfits
have they been? When you go to school pick-up and stuff like that.
Or drop-off,
there's you've got to adhere to a dress code.
Well.
And the dress code is no yoga pants.
Duh. Even though I don't do yoga, I still got yoga pants.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
Hair bonnets, rollers, pajama pants. You've been guilty of this.
Jane, I wear my pajamas nearly every day, or a nightie.
Have been banned. No mini dresses. No short shorts.
Oh,
no leggings.
Well, then I'm stuffed.
No ripped jeans.
Oh, no.
Or no tops that expose cleavage. Come on.
If you're kind of a perv on another mum.
Can't pick up the kids in a boob tube.
That's right.
Jeez. If you can't get the cans out at school pickup.
I don't know.
What else is there?
If you can't do that.
Now, do you know or have you heard of a school that does that?
No. Well, I don't know. My school, there's a lot. Well, there was in primary school.
You've turned up in your pyjamas. You've told me that.
I do it all the
time. You saw a doctor turn up in his scrubs gear.
I do. I've seen a doctor scrub turn up.
Was that to hit on women or what's the
objective
there?
I don't know.
Dropping off the kids.
Yeah. Are you a doctor?
There's other people that wear wind sheeters with Harvard written on it.
Oh, my God.
But me, I literally, this morning, drove kids to school in my nightie. But I did put a jacket on.
Well, what if run out of petrol or you have a tyre blow?
Oh, as if I would run out of petrol.
What if you tripped over?
Oh, as if I'd fall over. No, I am always worried I'm going to be picked up by the cops. But I've got Ugg boots on.
You're in a nightie and your Ugg boots.
There's a visual.
Oh, good Lord.
No one would know. I'm not getting out of the car, am I? I've got the dog in the back. I've got the kids in the car. Well, now everybody's going to know.
Well,
because the top half of me looks normal.
Right.
I brush my, I put my hair in a ponytail,
like
I put
a news
glasses
reader,
on.
He doesn't wear pants.
That's right.
All right.
I do have undies on, by the way. Let's get that straight.
Well, that's a relief because
I'm not going commando
no need for
when
the seat
I'm doing
warmers, then I'm guessing. All right. Let's listen, everybody. We are talking about what are we doing?
This is Nanny State.
This is Nanny State. Give us a call.
1-3-3-5-3.
We need you to call. 1-3-3-5-3.
You might go on the standby list too for the big red bash, which is Midnight Oil and the Living End in the centre of Australia. Huge, huge gig, including return flights, accommodation, meeting the band, and helicopter flights too. 1-3-3-5-3.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Edmonds is going to join us in the second hour. Right. We've got Scott Pape, the barefoot investor as well. But Nanny State we're doing here. 1-3-3-5-3. You've
correct.
Got a story to tell.
You know how I love...
Any incidents of Nanny State right. in your neighbourhood, let us know.
Yeah. I love my supermarkets. You know that. I love them all.
Aldi.
Oh, you're an Aldi
Coles,
fan.
Woolworths, Aldi. Mm. I'm not very happy with Coles at the moment.
What's hey. That
because it's treating us all as criminals. It's going to.
Oh. Right.
In a drastic measure to combat self-service checkout theft, they're putting a camera now on the checkout. And I'm sorry. I think that's very intrusive.
Well, instead of paying the money to put a camera there, why don't you just hire someone to do it?
That's open exactly some more my point. So I was thinking, how much is it going to cost to put a camera on every one of those machines? Who's going to man that or woman that as they watch it?
Yeah.
Why don't you just put a person there?
It's a very...
Come on, this is bad, bad vibe.
What goes on in the world?
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. So we're not personal enough to help you out, but we're just going to monitor you.
But yeah. P.S., I don't want to be stop cameraing
me. You know
me.
What? Yeah.
What does Rose say?
Hey, it says Coles, but
Rosalie say?
This has got dick pics written all over it for you.
Oh, you've already, yes. That's funny.
Hey, let's get Mark involved. Mark?
Hey, guys.
Hi, mate. Nanny State incident of?
Yes, I'm a music teacher at a school in Melbourne, and we used to play a bit of music just before the bell, before the kids go into class.
Yeah, good on you. Just to get the vibe going, start the day, set the tone. Yeah.
Get the kids all fired up.
Yep.
Anyway, we've basically had some complaints. I think the last one they complained about was actually a song from a Disney movie.
Yeah.
And so now we're not allowed to have music that has any lyrics.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Mark. Now, when you say people are complaining, who are the complaints? Parents or neighbours?
Yeah, basically parents or people on the school council, people like that, that have looked at the song and gone, well, we don't like what that says, so, and no one can agree, so we just can't have lyrics anymore.
Was there a song that did it?
Well, like I said, there was a particular Disney song from a Disney movie that apparently was offensive to someone, so...
Oh, my
Disney.
God. Disney.
What was it?
Wait till you get the 9-inch nails out.
that's very unusual.
And again, what annoys me, a complaint these days is enough to silence the issue. Yeah. So one complaint can outweigh
that's what bugs
99 other people going,
without any consultation.
We love that song. That's the best song we've ever heard. Yeah. One person.
Knee-jerk reacting. It's really...
And everyone is so timid now. Once a complaint's in, you're cooked.
Yeah, exactly
agree.
Right.
Let's go to our next caller.
Which is why I'm cleaning out my desk. Jesse. Hello, Jesse. Yes, Jesse. What would you like to add for Nanny State?
Oh, Nanny State. I'm a mum in Melbourne and my daughter's school is in a residential area, so there's a lack of parking.
Yep.
They've removed all the one-hour parking within the radius of the school. I think it's a couple of streets around the school, and has put in five-minute parking and a kiss-and-go system. So we have to
now
stop off our kids and kiss and go.
Okay, I'm gonna put my hand up here. I'm gonna have to agree with that whole paper.
Whoa,
oh, Jesse!
I knew you were
Jesse. Don't you just want to drop and go? What, don't you want to go and get that coffee? What the hell? Get them in this classroom, get the cars moving and get on out of there. You're
some
mad.
Days, some days yes, but some days no.
Hey,
so
Jesse.
It does make it quite hard.
Jesse, you've seen them at home
the
all
system
morning.
I would like to implement is one where you don't even bring the car to a complete stop.
Okay,
you just open
safe.
The door and the kid rolls out and you go and you're off. Not give sure. Jesse a prize.
All right, we'll put it on the standby list, huh? to go to the Red Centre to see Midnight Oil and the Living End.
Oh, oh great. Right.
Sounds good. Lisa's on the line. Lisa.
Hey, g'day, Mick. Hi, Jane.
Hello, how
What's
are you,
What's going on, Lisa? Nanny State?
Oh, you know, it's just, I agree with Jane. It's just ridiculous that mothers are going to be called appreciated on Sunday, not Mother's Day.
Nanny State.
Mothers have had it too good for too long, let's be honest.
No, well, we know that's not true.
Sorry, Mick.
Well, we might as well lap it up for one day if we can and actually had the word mother in it.
I think so.
Appreciation Day. Oh, happy Appreciation Day, everybody. Mm. We are becoming a vanilla...
Boring. PC.
Totally crazy.
Exactly.
Okay, thanks for your input, Lisa. Well done, everybody, for contributing today. We're going to be back with our good friend, Scott Pape.
Excellent.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
The last time we talked to Scotty Pape, he was partying up a storm in the budget lockup.
It's like my grand final and Mad Monday. You know, Alan Toller, Terry McCrann, we all got loose.
To talk interest rates and the election, please welcome back the barefoot investor, Scott Pape.
And other things. Hello, Papey.
Hello.
Just before
Good
we
afternoon.
Get into it, what about your mate Warren Buffett? He just had his big hoedown?
Yeah, it was they call it the Woodstock for capitalists.
Woodstock for capitalists. What was the upshot? What were the headlines?
Very upset that I didn't get there.
I have friends that go every year.
I usually go, but couldn't make it this year. But look, his big thing was that they have this thing called Buffett Bingo. Like, he's 88, so he says the same thing over again. It's just like catching up with your grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But the big one was that his company has started investing in Amazon, which is a really big thing. Amazon just gets better and better and bigger and bigger. And Buffett made an investment, or at least one of his investors did. So
Amazon the other day, I read, now have a robot computer that can sack you because it monitors your output. And if it doesn't reach a certain level, it says, You are no longer required.
Well, I mean, the poor people that work in the warehouses were paying into bottles because they're being tracked.
They were so nervous about leaving.
And they were selling that as West End beer, I believe.
Well, I mean, you've got the richest man in the world. A good percentage of his employees are on food stamps because they don't get paid as much.
That's
so they're trying to lift the minimum wage, which is a good thing. But we'll have to wait and see.
Okay, speaking of rich people making loads of money, you're onto something.
Yes, I have. Look, you know, we've had that dalliance of Mickey Coin, which I thought was actually quite a good investment.
It's still out there, batting away.
It's
big on the secondary market at the moment.
It is. And we have an update on Bitcoin. What's happening with that?
It's really, from when you had me on and we were talking about it, it's flat as a pancake.
What is it now? 5,000?
But even below that.
What did it start at? What was the sort of, what
so
was
it got
peak?
So it got to the peak of nearly 20,000 and then it was like a lead balloon that just started blowing. But there are people that still believe in it and who knows, it may actually come back.
It's got a whiff of Ponzi about it, mate.
Well, speaking of a whiff, I have a good investment for you guys.
All right, fire away.
Got my pen ready.
So this was an IPO, so a public company floated on the US market last week. It's called Beyond Beef. Okay, so if you've probably never heard of it, but it's basically a company that has perfected plant-based meat, right?
Okay.
So
Stopping you there. You understand my level of cynicism here, don't you? We've heard this. So like, there was a vegan nugget that was trialed the other day, and quite frankly, get it down to forensics.
That's offensive to everyone.
So if you need to really pass the taste test on this,
You're very cynical.
Can I just tell you this?
So the
backers behind this company were Bill Gates, so the richest man in the world.
Oh, okay.
He was behind it.
He's got form. Well, he used to eat pizza. That's all he used to eat all day. Bill Gates.
When he was a nerd.
Pizza and Coke when he was a nerd.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's still
so
a nerd.
This is a company that didn't exist.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Didn't exist 10 years ago. Is now worth $5 billion. I'll let you read I'll just read this out to you. Beyond Beef's signature product is the Beyond Burger Patty, which has 20 grams of protein and by all accounts smells, tastes, and even bleeds like a real burger because of beetroot juice, not blood. Okay. So it's a plant-based product. It's not meat. Really?
There's some Blumenthal in this kitchen or something. Is he recreating something?
Coles stocks it. You've got TGI Fridays. And, you know, this is a
This is available now.
This is a very big market. It's a $1.4 trillion market, the meat market. Australians, get this, are some of the biggest meat eaters in the world. We consume 100 kilos per person per year.
100 kilos?
That's so many barbecues.
Half a mick.
Imagine me turning on a kebab.
So globally, you know, we are the amount of meat that we are consuming as we become wealthier is increasing at a staggering rate. So what you've got is these companies that are coming out saying that the New York Times food critic couldn't tell the difference between the chicken of a plant-based chicken from Beyond Beef meat to the real thing.
If I was doing my homework, though, I'd check that New York Times critic is not an investor in the business.
There you go. Well, I think they've got pretty good
evidence. Shit ass food.
May I ask, though?
Yes.
The question is,
yes,
why? Because everybody, the vegan world, everybody's wanting to be vegans. What is the big beef? Sorry about the pun.
Yes.
Why is everybody wanting to become vegans?
This one. All right. Papy?
Yeah.
Footprint. The environmental footprint.
Sure.
It does made
an impact
much more.
Because of all the animals on the planet? What?
Well, because people are saying that to produce a kilo of beef, depending on who you talk to, like maybe the Greens.
They
would say 100,000 litres or thereabouts. The Greens quote 100,000 litres to produce 1 kilo of beef. I don't think it's that high, but it's still a lot of
water.
And
all those cattle are farting their heads off down in the paddock. I mean, that's
for the ozone.
Methane.
So these companies like Beyond Meat are doing very well. So they've obviously, good old Leonardo has made a killing on this.
That doesn't seem fair. He's already living the dream life. He's a movie
time
star.
Something could happen to him.
Hey, do they have this stuff now in Australia? Can we get these burgers now?
Well, funny you should say that, because I reckon what we should do is get a few burgers. And you're not happy about it.
Is there a burger place around?
I'm eating a plant-based burger.
Over the road.
Give it a bat. Don't be silly. Yeah. Let's do a little bit of a
blind taste test.
Listen,
and see if you are better than a New York Times critic.
This is coming from a man who ate a can of beef that came in a can.
At a service station.
And got food poisoning at 3 in the morning. But I'll tell you what, it came from a cow.
Yeah.
Are you planted?
It wasn't a plant. But do you know who I feel sorry for? And I really do. All the vegan protesters.
Yes.
I mean, if this takes off, they're out of a gig.
Oh, they've got
nothing to do. They'll have nothing to do. Those pasty-faced loons.
All right, Papy, when we come back, let's talk about other things that are going on with the election, the economy.
Yes. Oh, let's taste these friggin' burgers.
And we'll get the burgers. we'll do that.
We'll get the friggin' burgers.
You have the vegan one, I'll have the beef one.
Well, that's stupid.
We're all going to see if we can taste the difference.
Have a bite of it.
What type of beef? Chicken or?
Beef.
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 Yeah. Beef burgers.
How's it done?
Beetroot. What
is it? Medium rare or
ripe? Shut up.
Very aggressive, isn't it?
I like my burger, thanks. How would you like it? Ripe?
All right. More with Scott Pape after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Scott Pape, the barefoot investor, is in studio with burgers.
I'm sitting here with a half a burger in front of me that's legit and a dead set stinky fraud.
Can I just say that I'm looking at these now and
You can't really tell the difference off the bat.
Tell the difference
this
off
is like
the bat.
A MasterChef tasting, by the way. So, hey, Mick, you can play Matt.
He's just
Matt
not happy.
I would have woofed those.
You can play George.
I actually had to wrestle you to not eat them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, I feel like it's also
all right, and this is all based on the back of the fact that you are telling us, Papy, that one of the biggest companies in the world.
Well, yeah, so, it's not one of the biggest companies in the world.
I know, I tend to exaggerate.
A company called Beyond Meat. Yes, give it a go. Do you know which one it is or not?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I can't tell to the eye.
All right. Whitney does know. She's our producer here. She's cut them up.
But my spidey sense is tingling.
Okay, I just ate that one.
Jane and Mick now eating the burgers.
Do you want to have some MasterChef?
No, have to have water in between me.
Yeah.
Have a sip of water.
Cleanse the palate.
Yeah. Don't have two bites. Don't keep going on.
I'm inhaling
the other one because I know that's beef.
All right, Mick thinks
you
that's
can't
beef.
Say that until you taste
I'll try your other stupid one.
I will too.
All right. Now, both eating the burger.
No. That's vegetarian, and that's me.
All right, Whitney's going to come over. Yeah. Oh, Mickey got it right.
Congratulations.
You can pick it.
What do you think?
That one's the meat one, and that one's the...
Yes, however, right. Correct.
But it's not bad.
I will say this.
Yes.
It's not bad at all.
It's in the neighbourhood, isn't it?
Yeah. That's and they're going to obviously refine this.
To be generally honest, that is pretty good. It's not a bad effort.
It's all right?
Yeah, I would eat that.
You are eating that. So that is Beyond Beef. It is not an investment recommendation because obviously you had Leonardo DiCaprio.
I like to say to the vegans, stay in your own lane. I've said it before. You do your thing. It's the price you pay. You don't get to fake
it's
bacon.
Pretty bloody good.
But, speaking of the election,
that's not an issue to me.
Yeah, speaking of election, so we had the one of my favourite policies was the Nationals came out and said that they're going to spend $10 million taking kids to show them where their food comes from. So obviously they're going to bus them to farms so they can see where
out the paddock
for what purpose?
This is the environment.
Well, I mean, I think just to let children know,
that
food,
farmers
food
the
production.
Food bowl.
Yep. Yeah, okay. I don't think they're going to go to a slaughterhouse. They may not take them to the slaughterhouse because I think if they did, they'd be Beyond Beef's share price would be up.
Papy, I agree with you entirely. In fact, if you want to turn someone into a vegan,
I've never wanted to do a tour of
an abattoir, and it will affect.
You'll be eating plant based burgers.
So to all those stupid vegan protesters, what you're doing here today is far more. This will change people's opinions more than making us watch a stupid film.
Or holding up a whole city and
holding
shutting
up a city
down
and making everyone hate you.
Correct. Yeah, no, that's silly to do that. This is very interesting.
Can I have another bite?
Okay.
You can have some.
Yeah, have
Mickey.
Another bite.
Get on, you guys. I come with finance and I come with burgers.
Did you get any chips? What's the point then? Can you go to Hunky Dory? Can I say Whitney, go to Hunky Dory. I want some chips. And
Baby, we got the election, as you said, coming up.
Yes.
What's the word on the street?
Look, I think the big thing that that older Australians and retired Australians are really focusing on is the franking credit.
What
is it mean?
Poor old Frank, he's getting a bad rap, isn't he? I don't think anyone really understands what it is.
And I think other generations, apart from baby boomers, are pretty angry that they all they hear about is this franking.
Yeah, who is
that?
This frank?
While they can't buy a house,
well, it's not
or
much
get
in it for
for
them.
Any. So what is a franking?
So essentially, an Australian company pays tax at the company tax rate. So then an investor who owns that company gets a tax credit for the tax paid. Now, if you are retiring in pension phase, John Howard years ago said, look, we'll actually give you a refund. So not only do you not pay any tax, but you get a refund on top of paying no tax. On paying no tax. And so most people don't care, but the people who care a lot are those people who are retired and who are not paying any tax.
Okay.
Oh, because it was all of a sudden going to...
The key phrase there is not paying any tax.
That's the big one. That's a hard sell, isn't it?
How do we get on that?
You have to be old and you have to retire.
Have they cut it out? Is it grandfathered? Or is it done or what's happened?
We'll have to wait and see. Obviously, you have to wait and see what happens with the Senate, whether this will be passed. But this is something that I have not seen. The level of anger with retirees, self-managed super fund retirees, is off
and
the
how
charts.
Big are they? Are they? Can
and
they
and
affect
will,
this?
Yeah, how will it manifest itself?
Yeah, I think what's happened is Labor have basically... I'm not a political pundit, but I think what Labor have said is those guys aren't going to vote for us anyway.
Yeah.
So, we can still win the election without it.
All right. Hey, thanks, Papy. It's always
great.
A pleasure to have
thanks,
you
guys.
In.
I love doing that.
You must have
noticed I haven't touched any of the burger.
Yeah.
No, you're
here he goes.
Yeah. The Barefoot Investor and the Barefoot Investor for Families available now at all major bookstores. Scott Pape, Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby, welcome to the big second hour of the Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy.
You're right there, you're still getting over that vegan burger you just ate.
I only had a little snifter of
you
the vegan burger.
You are surprised, aren't you? That was pretty tasty.
It's as close as we've come
here. Beyond Beef, it's cool. I'm going to invest. I'm going to make $1 billion.
What about the cows?
The cows?
Think of the cows.
I'm thinking of them in the paddocks, not being killed.
No, but
having a nice life.
A bit of a slap in the face to the cow.
Not
let's
really.
Be honest.
They're happier.
All right. On that note, we're going to do Gone Wild shortly, where we lift the lid on the seedy animal world. There's some very big stories coming down the pipe.
Yeah, there are some big ones.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start at the top with this woman.
Anne Edmonds has been doing some self-reflection.
I have very low self-esteem. It's hospital strength. You can't get rid of it. I've tried. I'm not good enough. Right, so...
But Anne knows where she sits, looks-wise.
Like, I know I'm fine. I'm fine-looking. Look, put it this way. If I was an air hostess, I'd be flying the regionals. Bit of a 20-seater girl. Bit Melbourne to Albury return same day.
But Edo, as she told us last time, has snagged herself a new boyfriend.
He's Welsh.
Ooh, can't understand a word he says.
And,
does having a boyfriend help material?
I guess.
As a comic?
I mean, I've still got a lot of problems, so I'm fine.
Please welcome back our good mate, Anne Edmonds.
We better ask off the top of the show, have you still got your Welsh boyfriend?
I still have got him somehow.
Yeah, he's been talking.
Tone out of your voice when you ask.
I'm allowed. Yeah. Girls speak like that. That's how we speak to each other. I'm allowed to speak to Anne like that.
We know they could just go at any moment.
We could. It's very fickle. You're very fickle.
No, I changed the locks and he's still there. He can't. He's trapped. He can't get out.
And what's he doing? Is he living here now?
He's living here. I mean,
And what's he do? What's his job?
I want
to approve of this guy.
He's
a comedian.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's coming for your job.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's funny. He's really funny.
Well, that's good. There's a key to a relationship.
Yeah.
Does he make you laugh?
He does make me laugh. I mean, obviously I'm funnier.
Does it get competitive around the house?
There's a bit of a competition on for lols. We're both comedians, so we've got a lot of time during the day. There's a lot of time.
Now, if you're together and you all of a sudden you start riffing and someone comes up with a bit, do you have to claim it?
Yes, that's my bit.
That's my thing.
That's happened. You'll just sort of like quickly write it down and sign it and go, that's mine. Got it.
Are you a couple that watches television programs together?
We do. We've just done the four Games of Thrones in a row.
Of the current series?
Yeah, the current series. Yes. I'm a bit bored with this series, though. Are you?
No.
I told you.
I'm not. I'm crying.
Thank you.
It's boring.
Thank you.
Mick, your big prediction that...
I said the show's cooked.
I agree.
It's
100%
done. Wait, check,
please. All right. Like, I don't want to spoil anything, but just wrap it up.
Wrap it up. or at least show us what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, so you Game of Thrones. Anything else that you watched together?
Well, we did. I got him into... He reckons I've ruined his mind because I did get him into Married at First Sight.
He watches.
You drag so many men down to your level on this one.
Do you know what? Men are fascinated because the men were behaving worse than the women were behaving.
Really bad in that
and
show.
So that's fascinating.
I'm not sure that's entirely true.
Actually, I'm not sure either. The women were terrible.
The women were terrible.
And they're still trying to keep careers going.
You know what I reckon there wasn't enough of in that show is the lips were too small. Did you find that? I could barely see anyone's lips.
If you were going to do a reality show, which would you do? What would you see yourself on?
I love cooking. I would probably go for a bake. I also love dancing.
So. Dancing with the Stars on Channel 10. We've got your first contestant here. Wow. Edo, you would be unbelievable
I do
dancing.
Like to dance, but I think, the baking, I love to bake. I might do both.
A dancing baking show.
Yeah, baking while dancing.
Shimmy and do both things at all.
I like it a lot.
Excellent news. Well, what are you up to at the moment? Because you've had a bit of a break. You were doing a lot of shows during the Comedy Festival and you've had some time off.
I haven't been doing much.
Went off mic while you poured yourself a wine.
I didn't pour it.
I was moving the bottle so I could read. Completely off mic.
Really unprofessional.
I went off mic.
Can you get me that bit back? They're
so cool to me.
I'm interested in the wine too, though. I moved the bottle
because it was on top of Anne's information and I wanted to know what she was doing this weekend.
To ask your next question, you had to move the bottle.
Look at you. You're happy with yourself, aren't you?
I've had a bit of a beef patty.
It's Mother's Day this weekend, isn't it?
Okay, now.
What's your mum doing on Mother's Day?
She was saying...
Are you from a big family?
Do you know what? Can you hold that thought?
Yes.
We're going to go to a song and come back and put Mother...
I'll pour your wine in between.
Anne Edmonds is with us, by the way. The podcast The Grub is available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Grub. We'll talk about that too.
More with Anne Edmonds right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Anne Edmonds with us in studio, Jane and Mick.
It's Mother's Day this weekend and you were telling us about your mum. What are you getting her?
Well, my mum is trying to pull the still. I saw her the other night and she's like, I don't want any presents. I'm unhelpful. But still trying to pull the, I just want some help around the house. Like, Mum.
Oh, my God.
I'm an adult. I'm gone.
That's what I said this morning.
I'll get you a carer.
That's all I want. I just want a little bit of help around here.
Nah, you're not. You're getting lavender in a little bag. Oh, yeah.
The day lavender. I get that, I'll slash my wrist. That's terrible. God,
no.
Lavender in the bag, apron. What are the other ones? A plate of biscuits.
Oh, cologne.
I've got to put a candle in there somewhere.
Yeah. What was that Odie cologne, you know? That's
soap on a rope.
But my soap on a rope. That's a man terrible.
Thing. Is that a man thing?
No, women can get it too. It's just awful.
My sister has organised the Mother's Day dinner, which is so good that we've now moved on to, we go to the pub as a family.
Yeah. Good work.
When the football's on and everybody watches the football.
That's a great idea.
It's going to solve everything.
Yeah.
I might come to your Mother's Day. Your Mother's Day luncheon.
I love the idea of that. That's
happened
awesome.
Once a year. It's a bit overblown, I think, you know. I don't see the need for it. But
Mother's Day.
My mum.
All right.
She's awesome.
He's outraged.
I love my mother.
He's outraged.
Tell us about the grub. So you're doing a podcast.
Oh, the grub. Well, it's a bit out there, the grub. It's me and two other comics.
Who? Name them.
Greg Larson and Ben Russell. And we do a lot of character. We love character stuff.
Yeah.
So we spend the half hour doing characters and calling in, like going out of the room and calling each other.
I love when people do I don't know. Anne's left the studio, but I'll just check who's on the line at the moment.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that stuff.
Yeah, it's great. It's a bit wild. And we record it once a week and put it out.
How can we hear that, Edda?
You can hear that on iTunes and all the places you can get
Look
podcasts.
That up, everyone. Put it in your regular.
Have you got a favourite character or one you It's a good place to develop stuff,
exactly,
too, right?
Yeah. My favourite characters are called Arnie Carroll. That's one that I ring in and do. She's horrible.
Is she based on anyone?
Well,
you better not say that.
Yeah. Mother's Day this week. Yeah. No. Another one called Mary Seymour. There's heaps of good.
That will be great. Now, have you been doing any cooking? Because I know you like a bit of cooking. You like baking cakes?
Actually,
anything
I've got
you've
that,
done?
I've got that new Otterlingi.
Otterlingi? Yes.
Simple.
Simple, yes.
Which I thought, here we go, I can manage this. Simple.
Well, you can't even pronounce simple.
It. How are you going to make it?
And it is, it's not simple at all. Like, I don't know. It's like they were
which
asked.
Which aspects?
All of it. They were trying to, the last recipe had pomegranate seeds in it.
Oh, yeah. That's a very Nigella thing.
They're good, though, pomegranate.
They are good.
They liven up anything.
They will. Look at you with your little frisson going.
I've got a Matt Preston.
Yeah. But where do you get that? Like, I went to the fruit shop and I'm like, "Where have you got pomegranate seeds?" And I was like, "Where do I get them?" And they said, "Out of the pomegranate." So I was like, "What do you mean? Do I have to sit there and pluck?"
Well, you've got a Nigella has a way you get that out. You get a pomegranate and you get a rolling pin and you smash it.
Right.
Just keep bashing it.
Hey, Dave, have you got Jane going off mic there?
This is Jane reaching for the
last segment.
God. Glass of wine, I think she's.
Dancing baking show.
Yeah, baking while dancing.
Shimmy and do both
things
right.
At all. I like it a lot.
Excellent news. Well, we're at the moment because we've had a bit of a break.
Did you just come back? How long have you been doing this?
Not long enough, obviously.
She had to fill up from the cask.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a bit Helen Badoo.
A little boozy.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having
me. Always a pleasure to catch up with you, Anne. And
I'm going
to
download the grub now.
Mother's Day
lunch.
What could go wrong?
Enjoy it.
See you guys.
And Edmund's joining us, by the way. The Grub Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. This is Kennedy Malloy. Up next, Gone Wild.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Mick and Jane. Gone Wild.
Oh, it is.
Hello.
Gone Wild. There's a few stories come across our desk today.
How wild is it?
Well, you know, I was talking to you last week about this whale, a white beluga whale.
The spy whale. Yeah. Just call it what it is.
What's a spy whale?
It's a sneaky, dirty, rotten spy.
No, it's a friendly spy.
Oh.
It's a happy, friendly spy. Because look at this happy face. Whales have happy faces. Anyway, it was wearing this unit, this sort of get-up, that looked like it could use a GoPro. And that's when they put two and two together and thought, this must be a
sneaky
Russian spy.
Russians. Yeah.
Right. Now, this same kooky whale.
It's come in from the cold. They've turned it.
Yeah.
This is an amazing story. One of the people was filming this whale and dropped her iPhone in the water.
Right.
And which is, you know, so distressing.
Terrible.
What happens? The whale dives down.
Yes.
What?
And picks it up for her and returns it.
Wow, hey. That is a
this
smart
is
whale.
Look, incredible.
Sounds like a feel-good story.
Yeah.
I put it to you, this whale is a spy. He's probably gone through the phone.
Already.
Gone through all the pictures.
It's got some special button or some pitch of
taking a tiny dick pic. because they have tiny, tiny.
What did you say?
So take a tiny whale dick pic. Yeah.
That's
unfair. Did it take a selfie?
Well,
that's unbelievable.
It might have done it in that space. Isn't clever. That? Aren't they clever?
Do you know what? That's smart enough. They should grab that whale and take it straight to SeaWorld.
Oh.
And put it in a tiny pool and make it perform that trick every day for the rest of its life.
Throw your phone in.
I think it's going to get away with doing that. How hideous.
Little apple. Free apple. That's what we'll call it. Hey, here's a good one for you.
Yeah.
I know you're a foodie and you're a bit of a chef. Yeah. Do you know Vallejo Martinez?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I've seen him on, there's a Netflix series.
It's a Chef's Table.
Chef's Table, yes.
It's a ripper, and he's from Peru, and he's a fantastic South American cook.
Peruvian cuisine's pretty crazy.
Well, he was doing some guests. It's off the charts. Yeah. Said, good luck. You want to be bold.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he was flown into LA to do some guest chefing at a couple of their hoity-toity restaurants. He got pulled up at customs. With 40 piranha.
Piranha?
But I presume they were...
Well, they were frozen.
Frozen piranha. They would look terrible. They look menacing.
It'd be a grisly find at customs.
They look like aliens.
They'd have seen just about everything at customs.
Wow.
What the...
40.
Say 40 because he was going to cook them up. It's a delicacy in Peru, and he was going to cook them up at the restaurant, and he couldn't find a substitute.
Yikes.
So he's been busted. Oh. I'm thinking, would you... Would you ever go at piranha?
No, no.
I think it'd be tasty.
No.
I don't know. A bit of a cross between chicken and fish.
I'd eat it really quickly though before it ate all your chips.
That's right.
Those teeth. That is really. It does. It looks like that revolting creature in Alien.
Imagine if you could get that
comes out of Sigourney Weaver.
How'd you get one of those down at your honky dory?
Whoa! Well, that's interesting. I've got another
crab stick and battered piranha, please.
I've got another foodie one.
What have you got?
Oh, there's a Chinese blogger who is filming herself.
This is a good story.
She's known as Seaside Girl Little Seven. And I presume she has 20 million followers, like all these stupid people seem to do.
Now,
on
is this part of this thing we were talking about? People who eat food live on TV and everyone sits and watches them.
That's right.
Feels like they're part of the meal.
Exactly. Right. In the video.
How many followers has she got?
Well, I imagine she's probably got hundreds of thousands because she was live streaming this, what's about to happen. She said she's preparing to take a bite. Of a live octopus.
A live octopus?
Yeah, which is probably...
Where, what country is she from?
Of China.
Okay, well, I'll allow it.
It's probably preferable
up their alley.
The octopus, the Greeks generally, as a rule, kill their octopus first before they make octopus or calamari.
This will be cultural.
Anyway, she does declare she's going to eat this thing.
Right. And it's, what, is it moving around? Is it?
Yeah.
How big is it?
It's sort of like in regular size. You know when you see people dropping a line on the pier down the jetty when you're at the beach and you see them?
It's bigger than your blue ring?
Much bigger than your blue ring.
All right.
Like a squid.
Like a squid.
Yeah. What, like a giant squid that attacks ships?
No, not giant. Just your regular squid with lots of legs.
Yeah.
Anyway, what starts happening is she puts it near her face and it hooks onto her face and she goes, look, see how hard it's sucking. You can see it's sucking my face.
Yes. You really want to do your accent, don't you?
I know. I know. I have learnt my lesson. It would be extremely racist of me to do a Chinese accent. You got to see it's pretty funny because this octopus.
Attacks her face.
It attacks her face and starts pulling down her eyelids and gets up her nose.
Can you see this?
Yes.
So this.
You can see it and she starts screaming and it's a flipping attacking her, thank God.
That should be on when animals attack. Yeah. We always side with the animals.
That's right. She starts screaming out, my face is disfigured. And it was a giant Pacific octopus. It used its 280 suckers on each tentacle to defend itself from Seaside Girl Little Seven.
Yeah. Did she get a bite in the end?
No, she finally pulled it off and I think she's probably off eating it.
I'll tell you what, it probably got her 5 million followers.
Yeah.
She only started live streaming her channel about 2 weeks ago.
Well, she's off to a flyer.
Yeah, well done.
All right, give that woman her own fishing show.
I've got some more stories after this break.
Let's keep going with this.
Gone Wild on Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Knee-deep in Gone Wild right now. Animal stories.
We love going wild.
Yeah,
we do.
It's our favourite thing in the world to do.
I've got one about a school in France who is really short on students.
Right.
The Jules Ferry School in Crete-en-Beldon. a village of about 4,000 people at the foot of the
Alps. So you're happy to do your French accent, but you won't do your Chinese accent.
No, because
I love your Chinese.
My Chinese accent sounds cliched and rude.
We're bowing to public
and
pressure.
Racist.
Yeah. I like it.
There's been a few tweets about can Jane do the Chinese.
Come on.
You probably
should. No, you've my done Peruvian. Will not
you've done Peruvian.
Me.
What's wrong with doing Chinese? You
because
do every
it
other.
It sounds silly.
You do the English, the British one.
I know.
I'm man of a thousand voices. Give me one. Anything.
Peruvian.
Ho, ho, ho. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, me Mickey.
Yes. South American man. Cuban.
Cuban. Hey, what are you doing? Hey.
Italian.
Oh, you've cornered me. You've sneaked me. Anyway, what do you got?
All right. The Jules Ferry School in Creton Beldon, a village of about 4,000 people at the foot of the Alps.
All right.
It was told it had to scale back classes because there weren't enough students attending. It was a really little small. As of last week, there were only 261 kids. And authorities said, we're going to have to close 11 classes because it wasn't justifying the amount of kids and the teachers and all that. But the community went, no, this is stuffed. We've got to get our numbers up again.
How did they do it?
They got a local herder and his dog arrived at the school gates with 60 sheep and they registered 15 of them as pupils.
Oh, that's fantastic. Genius.
Isn't that clever?
Do they go to classes?
They did. Parents and children and teachers watched as birth certificates were handed over for each of the new students and they were led to their own pen and they're part of the school and they've bumped the numbers up.
Well done.
Isn't that clever?
That's genius. I don't understand how
don't
you get away
it.
With that.
Don't question it. Well, it is what it is. A happy story.
But what about when it's, you know, class photo day?
We'll be in there.
And there's two kids.
They're just part of the
30 sheep.
They're part of the school curriculum now.
Do they get told to cut their hair? Shear. Go and get shear. You get a shear.
Exactly. Right, that's a good one.
Like that. Oh, I like it a lot. Here's another story I found. A pigeon's got caught speeding.
Is that possible?
Well, no. So it set off a red light camera. So as it sped past, and there's a picture of it.
That's great.
In mid-air. Look at that, in midair as it's flying fast. How bored would you be down at the traffic control? And you're going, photo, Ford, Falcon, Ford, Holden, Toyota, pigeon! Was that part of the Wacky Races? Was there a pigeon
there was.
In that?
Yes, with the old air.
There was a Stop the Pigeon cartoon back
then. Stop
in the day.
The Pigeon.
But the pigeon was quite a noble bird, wasn't it? Like an old fearless flyer from
it's
way back.
It's a flying rat.
Yeah, they are kind
the
of.
The pigeon is a flying rat.
I can see pigeons now as I look out the window. They're everywhere.
We never encourage a pigeon.
No, you don't. Well, they're not as bad as seagulls.
They're taking on the seagulls at Hunky Dory's. It's a battle royale.
They're both pretty boring birds.
It's like West Side Story.
Yeah. All right.
Where do they sleep?
Pigeons.
Mm.
Under the eaves.
Lord.
Oh, that's. Isn't that where they sleep?
I think they might. Trees.
There'd be a few homeless ones in France after Notre Dame.
Oh, there would be too. Yeah. A few crispy burnt ones. Too.
Okay.
Hey.
Have you eaten pigeon? You're a foodie?
No, I've never had pigeon.
Why would you not have pigeon?
Because. It's not a classic dish du jour that you would have anywhere.
Did you ever go? No, pigeons on most
duck.
French restaurants.
I'm sorry, ducks. I love ducks, but I have had ducks.
You've had quail.
I've had quail.
Yeah.
Quail's tasty.
Boys
too many
quail.
Bones.
So anyway, well done to the pigeons.
Yeah, that's clever.
That's
excellent news.
It's a homing pigeon. There's hoping. All right, clever. Well done.
Nice.
Gone wild. Oh, you got something else?
I've got one more.
Sure, please.
A Florida woman was pulled over by the side of the road. The vehicle was speeding, got pulled over. They noticed, what's going on in here? The 22-year-old driver of the car and his 25-year-old girlfriend were collecting frogs and snakes.
Right.
So there was like a whole car filled with all these animals and thought that was weird. And then they said, look, have you got anything else in the car that we should sort of investigate? And she went, maybe this. And out of her trekkie deck, yoink. She pulls out an alligator.
Oh.
She just had that down her pants.
Yoga pants.
Yoga pants. Whoosh.
Who would have thought that would stick out?
You'd think so.
Well, out of a man's pants, you would have thought.
Alligator.
Here you go. Shoved an old alligator.
Where's the crocodile hunter when you need him?
Yes.
He would have wrestled that to the ground. Yes. That's an episode I would have liked to have seen.
That is a good one.
Who pulls
Russell
an alligator?
Coit would have fixed that out.
Old one-eyed trouser snake.
Hey, it's not a snake.
I think.
All right, well done.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to the HSV Chevrolet Silverado. HSV.com.au to find your local dealer.
I've been leafing through this book all day.
You're just sleeping with this booklet. It's your favourite bedtime story.
I've got a bookmark. I'm referring to the Chevrolet Silverado. Oh. It's a glossy book that it's like a Playboy magazine for me, but automotive Playboy magazine. There's a hottie on the front cover.
Yeah.
It's the Chevrolet Silverado. And then close-ups of the grill.
And a centerfold.
I'm a grill man.
You are a grill man.
I'm a grill man and a bumper man.
With double headlights.
Man, look at this. Look at the fold-out.
That is stunning.
I'm just telling you, I'm smitten with the Silverado. I've never seen anything like it, and I mean that in all sincerity. we've seen a number of trucks.
We were so impressed, weren't we?
You were.
But this thing is like nothing I've ever seen. It is the behemoth of the road. Mm. I can't wait to get it out. Where did you say you want to go? I would like to go firstly to the mountains, and then
Birdsville track. That's what I was thinking.
Birdsville track.
Yeah.
Then maybe. Can you get it to New Zealand? How would you get it to New Zealand and then just carve up the country?
Yeah, they don't have a big
cargo
ferry.
Ship. We get a ship over.
Yeah, cargo. That's right. That's
we'll
cool.
We'll get it on the
boat. What about Uluru? Round that area.
Round Uluru would be good.
Around. We'd not too close.
We'd be sensitive.
Not too close.
Have to be culturally sensitive.
I think go around
keep
the perimeter.
Yeah.
But I would just, I'd never get out of that.
No.
Because you could sleep in it. You could sleep in it. You could eat in it. You could take meetings in it.
And you can tow.
We could do a radio show from the magnificent luxury cab.
Oh yeah.
We could tow a portable radio station in the back. You know what's all you need? Yeah. Just a little one. You could tow that.
We could tow that.
The towing capacity is out of control. Do you know what?
We could tow your gets.
Oh my God! It could fit in the tray.
I've changed my mind about the colour I want.
Okay.
Every day I look at the colours.
So I had you down as a summer white girl.
You did.
What are you now?
I'm now. Just a black metallic.
Black metallic.
Yeah, that's me.
That's rocking.
Classy.
You got the windows down. What are you playing?
I've got
top
leather
floor.
Seats.
Akadaka.
I'm playing Midnight Oil.
Midnight Oil.
Yeah.
Right.
A bit of Yoffie
Yindi.
Oh, yeah.
So many options. Elon Musk should have, if this was his first car and he had shot it into space.
He's a damn fool.
Yeah.
This would take out an asteroid.
Well, it would have.
I love you, Chevrolet Silverado.
Good on you.
You mean the world to me.
All right. Head to hsv.com.au to find your local dealer. Thanks, HSV Chevrolet Silverado. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And a happy day because we welcomed Archie, the baby.
Hello, Archie. Yeah. Archie's a good name.
It is a good name, and I like the fact that they've just said Archie.
Yep.
Not Archibald, it's Archie. And also, I wanted to congratulate Megan because we all love the fact that she came out in a white dress, very hard to wear when you've just had a baby. And it was fitted. And, you know, normally you just want to wear a big tent because you've still got a bit of that belly flap.
Yeah.
And she didn't mind. She wanted to show it to the world.
She wanted to show off her little muffin top.
Mm.
It's a good
muffin. So when she does it, she gets applause. When I go out like that, people go, oh, suck it in.
Correct.
What are you doing?
Well,
you're a disgrace, Mick.
Fatty.
And her sister-in-law, Kate, of course, did it. Kate Middleton came out. What's her name? Princess Kate, whoever she is.
Yeah, yeah, Kate.
She came out.
No one remembers her anymore. That's why she's so angry all the time.
And she came out in that red stupid dress. Anyway.
Well, what was wrong with that?
It would be fine in 1950. Yes. Megan's dress is much more edgy and directional.
All right, you win this round.
Hey, you're about to go off on the do the telly.
I'm off to the front bar tonight.
Excellent.
Mark McClure, special guest.
Oh, that's great.
We've got a couple of tickets for our Melbourne listeners if you'd like to join Mick in the front bar.
Good on you, mate.
133353, give us a ring right now. You can see it 8:30 tonight.
I always ask the Triple M listeners here.
Yes.
And they'll put up their hands.
Oh, no, that's good. If they can get into Melbourne studios, they can go on.
That's it.
Awesome.
Done.
Well, that's the front bar tonight. Hey, tomorrow, big
show.
Merrick Watts is going to join us on the show tomorrow.
Good news.
That'll be Friday Clown of the Week and more. We will see you then for a big Friday. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're done catching up on Kennedy Malloy. Check out the Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big.